Blog Talk Radio.
Kids running around, I ain't going, I ain't going. You, 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 you,
Well, out here they have theaters where it's 21 plus, so you can get in and do it like that. But yeah, from what I heard, it was just a real tragic event. It didn't have anything to do with the movie. Some people actually thought it was part of the movie. You know, some because you know people were there. They're dressed as Batman. It's a real festive occasion. Everybody's there having a good time. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, this dude walks in, tossing tear gas and shooting. That's that bullshit, you know. So yeah, we send out our prayers to those folks affected by it. But don't let that stop you from going to see the movie, y'all, for sure. I haven't went to go see it yet. But
no, that was my next question on you, because I know you said you were going to the marathon, and I said, well, how are you gonna go to the marathon and he got a show tonight? So you know, I was gonna ask you, did you end up seeing the movie and what was your opinion on it, but you didn't see it?
No, I didn't go see it yet. I was offered to go see it last night, but it was already 11 o'clock. And I'm a big guy. I like getting into a movie theater and getting settled in. I don't like people in front of me or shit like that.
I remember them days. You know what I like? I like that handicap seat. Right in the front, kind of in the front. That's my seat right there. And the ones that's in between the front row and the top row, that's my seat right there. And then, if I catch a motherfucker in my seat, I'm going to be like, you got to get up, homeboy. This is my seat right here.
Yeah, you know what? When I went to go see, what did I go see last week? Damn, I can't remember.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I went to go see Spider-Man, and I sat in those seats for the first time in my life. Man, I tripped so many little kids. I was, oh, man. And then I tripped a grown ass woman. I didn't mean to trip the woman. I didn't mean to trip the woman.
Oh, wow.
This is the thing. I said, look, I told my girl, she ain't paying attention. Watch this. She going to walk right into my foot. And lo and behold, she hit my foot. Bam. She hit that flow. I was like, wow. I said, you all right? y'all know my policy on falling. I'm going to laugh first, and then I'm going to say, are you all right? I'm going to laugh first. You know, that's me. That's just me. But I was tripping little kids, because that's what they do. They walk right through that aisle. They don't say excuse me or nothing.
Nope, nothing.
They looking at the screen. I got size 12 feet, so it don't take much for me just to...
I got 14. I know what you're talking about. I got 14, and I got longer legs than you. So I'm sitting in there, and my feet is out. And I'm like, I know you see my feet, and I know you see the room that you got. So, you know, I'm letting them know right now. I'm saying it out loud. I know you see my feet, and I know you see the room you got. So, you know, I'm letting them know, you know. I'm like, hey, you're going to trip. I'm going to trip. Somebody lost their big bag of popcorn one time. I was like, yep, you got to go get you another one.
Oh yeah, but little kids don't be paying attention. They ain't walking by. They looking at the screen. I got a little girl twice.
Oh man!
But you know, I'm gonna stop that. It was rude. It was mean. And you know, but yeah. But those y'all, if y'all still want to go see Batman, go see Batman. Don't let this one guy. He crazy as hell. Smart as hell at that too. He's real smart. So.
Booby trapped his apartment. What went on with that? And did they find anything? And you know what was the deal?
Well, I don't know. I haven't read much on it because I really wasn't trying to. It was sad. I'm trying to have me a good day. You know, I really hate to say that. I'm trying to have me a good day. So you know, I did hear that he said his house was rigged with explosives, but he had some sort of intricate booby trap at his house. I don't know what he had, but it wasn't connected to any explosives.
Okay.
So yeah, that was what that was about. But yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, I'm just trying to I'll try to piece it together, man. Hopefully by Wednesday when we do talking to Biz, we'll have more information, or maybe we'll have something else, because I don't really like talking about sad shit like that. You know, because this was It was just sad, you know, people out there trying to have a good time. People can't go to the movies. They saying it wasn't a terrorist attack, but I'm going to let y'all know philosophically to me, it was a terrorist attack.
That is a terrorist attack. Whether it's a domesticated terrorist or overseas terrorist, That's a motherfucking terrorist attack.
Exactly. Because it caused terror. You have people not wanting to go to the movies today. That's what terrorism does. It causes terror. So, I mean, you have people afraid to take their kids to the movie. You got all these black folks saying, ooh, that's why I buy bootlegs, you know. It's just real strange. Just real strange how that shit happens. You all right over there, Diva?
I'm listening. I'm all right. All right.
Okay. Yeah, but that's one of the things, man, that's really it's sad, you know, but it is what it is. You know, I pray for the folks that are affected by it. But you know what? Life goes on. I'm going to say this, and I ain't trying to crack no joke. I'm just glad it wasn't me and my folks. But, you know, life is what it is. So what's going on with y'all tonight?
Go ahead, dude. You've been mighty quiet.
I don't know what we're doing tonight. I really don't know. I haven't been feeling well, but I'm going to try to jump up out of here in a little bit and do something. So, I don't know.
Y'all let me know what's happening. Tonight we actually have Fat Man in. And Fat Man will be talking about his new project. Fat Man is a rapper, father, uncle, chef, and he's actually going to talk about the You Stuck Tour. I'm sorry, You Rock Tour. My bad. But he's going to talk a little bit about that. So there was a few developments between the time we posted it today and now. So Fat Man's going to talk about that today. He'll be coming in about 5 minutes. He's already on the line, so I got you. But pretty much what I got tonight, man. I can tell you that the BBW Fest is in full swing. It is off the chain.
Give me a little report on that. What's been going on, man?
Last night.
And have you met any of our Facebook friends yet?
I met a few, but not any that listen to the show. We really been I just really hung out at the Gold Coast Dead Air Hall having a good time. A lot of them are from out of state. Last night was the Sexy Shoe event. That was off the chain. New chicks was in there with shoes. It was it was just some real shit. I mean, I seen I seen real, real big.
Okay.
And they was rocking them motherfuckers. Trust me, they was rocking them motherfuckers. But, okay. You know, they coming all to an end. And tonight, y'all can catch me. Y'all can catch me at 7:30 at the South Point. I'll be there drinking with my folks. It's $2 drinks until 10 o'clock. So definitely come out and support that. Afterwards, I can't tell you, but it's probably illegal in a few states. But shit, I will be there. So come out and have a drink with me. I'm gonna get towed back. They ain't gonna whatchamacallit for me though.
They gonna go roll his ass out like we had to last year.
They ain't gonna wheelchair me out of there like they had to do last time. Nah, I'm gonna have it under control this time. But yeah, man, that was pretty much it. It's been a pretty mellow week there. So the pool today, when I stopped by the pool was just like full of people. It was all good. I don't know. You could tell there wasn't no locals in there because it's 102 degrees outside. I'm not gonna be in somebody's pool. It's just not my thing. That's pretty much what I got going on.
Did you get a chance to meet Blue yet?
Not yet. I'll be meeting her tonight. But yeah, right now I want to bring in my homie here. He like I said, he's a rap artist, producer, father, chef, and over the last 3 years, I want to say he has lost close to 500 pounds. You can correct me if I'm wrong when he comes on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Fat Man to the stage. What's going on, Fat?
Yo, what's going on, man? You all right?
Yeah, we, We good, man. So was I.
Can everybody hear me? Because y'all coming in real choppy right now.
Yeah, Deacon Bob coming in choppy like that.
Okay. All right.
I'm hearing you. So was it correct on the weight loss, man?
Yeah, it's 300 pounds, not 500 pounds.
My bad, homie.
It's all good, man.
Now, how did you lose this weight, my brother? Did you get gas and bypass, or what happened?
No, I didn't. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's what my doctors were pushing for, but I chose to get up off my ass and just go to the gym and work out and sweat the old-fashioned way, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Just watch what I ate, cut down on things. I quit drinking. I quit eating sugar. I quit eating fast food. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff. And don't get me wrong. I ain't going to sit here and lie to y'all and be like, yeah, you know, I done stopped this and I done stopped that. Yeah, I still go get me a burger. I still drink every once in a while. But my thing is this. I don't eat four of them anymore.
Okay.
You know, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing. Yeah, you know, my thing is, like, don't stop doing what you're doing because that's what sustained you. If you look at it, you notice when the doctor, when you got a cousin or something like that, you notice that cousin drinks a lot and everything like that, and everybody be like, man, you sure do drink a lot and all that shit, you know what I mean? And when you go to the doctor tells him you got to stop drinking or you're going to die. That cousin usually winds up dying within the next 6 months. Why? Because you took something away from him that sustains his body. You know what I mean? It may sound crazy, but it's true. A lot of stuff we eat sustains our body. We can't go cold turkey and just stop doing certain shit.
Yeah.
I agree
with that.
Now, I'm with you on that. I lost about 150 pounds myself, bro. I went from a size 58 waist to a size 40, 42 waist, right? And now from a 5X shirt to 2X, 1X shirt now, man.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I went from an 8X down to like a 3 now. You know,
okay, cool,
my waist
cool,
was
cool.
My waist was a 72. Now I'm probably like a 48. Yeah, I started out 700 pounds. Okay?
And
I am not lying to you. I was 700 pounds. Now, a lot of people think that, okay, he was 700 pounds and just fat. No, people got to understand. I packed on fluid. It's a thing that makes you swell up and you pack on fluid.
Yeah,
it was a point to where the doctor was telling me to stop drinking water. Okay, and I was kind of like, well, shit, what the fuck am I going to drink? You know what I'm saying? He was like, I don't know. But you got to stop drinking water because every time I drink water, I wouldn't get rid of it. I would just hold it and hold it and hold it.
Now, was something wrong with your kidneys? Or was you just, because I have my kidneys are gone. I need a kidney transplant. So that was going on with me. You know, the diabetes and high blood pressure killed my kidneys. So was something wrong with your kidneys? I'm
gonna keep it 100 with everybody. When you have Medicare and Medicaid, it's very hard to find out what's really going on with you because you see interns. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, one thing I found out with having this is we do have the option to get us a primary doctor. So that's what I did. I went and found a primary doctor, a doctor that I could work with, sit down with, talk to, and basically tell him, look here, motherfucker, tell me what the fuck is wrong with me and everything, and don't be bullshitting, you know what I'm saying? And he basically looked at me and was like, you got to get rid of this weight. If you don't get rid of this weight, yeah, you're going to die. You're going to die.
Okay.
Simple as that. So then that's why, you know, and everybody, you know, then they label you in a category of congestive heart failure. This is not a disease.
Yep.
This is something that we get because we're obese. It's not a disease. Yep. You can get away from that. This is just what they want to category us, put us in a group.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So all people that's obese and all that, we're in congestive heart failure group.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And honestly, some of us, even though we are large, are more healthier than skinny motherfuckers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell a person, if you happy with your size and you healthy, stay the way you are. But if you're not healthy, then you need to do something about it. If it's your health is at risk, please do something about it. Don't go out there having a sugar diabetes and a high blood pressure and think you're going to live another 20 years because you're going to die within the next 20 years. You know? When you're 28 and already having heart attacks and shit, it's time for you to, look at what's going on with you, man.
Exactly, strokes and all of that stuff. It's like, wait a minute, you 30-something years old and you didn't have a stroke?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on now. All right then. Everything has symptoms. You see symptoms when you're constantly aching and fatigued and tired and this and the other. Okay, then yeah, that got something to do with your weight. You know what I'm saying? So I just laid it up in my mind, which if you look at everything with weight loss, it's a mind thing. So I had to train my mind to think small, eat small, eat smaller portions. You know what I'm saying? Eat more fruit. Get up and accomplish something every day. I don't care if it's walking to the mailbox and turning back and walking back home. You accomplished something. You didn't sit around all day. And that's what I tell people. It's not about getting out here and trying to jog a mile and you ain't never jogged a day in your life.
Right.
It's not trying to get out here and walk 6 or 7 miles in this heat. A little bit goes a long way when you're first starting out.
Yep.
Right on.
I tell people that all the time. If you get up during every commercial and walk to the kitchen or walk to the bathroom or just walk to your backyard or whatever, if you watch the TV, get up and do something during those commercials. You know,
exactly.
Don't just sit there and because you got a DVR or whatever. Get up and go do something, man.
Exactly. But everybody want to holler the heat. Okay, yeah, we in the heat because we live in the desert. Let's get over it and keep it pushing. We live in the desert. It's going to be hot. So either you're going to figure out a way to get some type of exercise. I know it's getting more dangerous to walk at night than it is in the daytime. You know what I'm saying? So,
things.
No, you have to learn how to do certain things, stuff like that. It's exercises that big people can do lying in their bed that'll be more effective than getting on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You can do them sitting in your chair as well, too. You can do chair.
Exactly.
You can do chair bends, everything. You can't get up because your knees is bad or your feet are swollen up or your back is bad. Do chair bends in your chair, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Get the motion. No. Put your hands around. Do whatever, you know?
I
want to
know, what's your current exercise regimen? What do you do currently?
One thing I got to do is I have to pump this fluid off of my legs. My legs were so swollen to where I couldn't wear a pair of pants. That's how swollen they were. Okay, and everything. And some of the pictures that I got on Facebook, you can look at my legs and you'll see how swollen they are. So basically, I'm doing cardio. That's what it is. If you want to burn calories and you want you want your body to start eating the fat. So you do cardio. Get your metabolism to start working. You eat. You got to eat. Sometimes we think, well, I ain't gonna, if I miss a meal, no, don't starve yourself because then we doing the opposite shit. I don't care if it's an orange or banana, something. Put something in your stomach that's gonna make your stomach constantly eat and your metabolism constantly eat. So when you don't have nothing in your stomach, your metabolism is still eating. You're burning calories while you're asleep. Okay, so I did cardio. I still do cardio. I get on the treadmill. I walk for 30 minutes. I get on the stationary bike. I ride for 30 minutes or however many minutes I can go until I'm soaking wet in sweat. Then I go over to the gym and I do my weight training. You got to tone all of this up because all of this shit will get the sagging and this and the other and everything.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? And you got to tone it up. So now I'm in the toning up stage. I don't want to be skinny. I just want to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? I got a 2-year-old daughter, and yes, Fat Man is a granddaddy. I got the 2-year-old granddaughter and a 2-year-old grandson. So I got a lot to do. I got a lot to stick around for. I'm very blessed. I'm very, very blessed. Trust me. I am a child of God. I couldn't say that. Hello.
Yes. Now, before I ask you about your cooking show, I want to talk to folks about folks out there who are trying to get into a regimen and they want to skip meals. Don't skip meals, because then your body's not going to know the next time it's going to eat. So everything you eat at that point turns into fat. So he's right. So you got to keep something in your stomach. Don't starve yourself out. Now, what's up with the cooking videos, man? Why did you start doing the cooking videos?
I started doing the cooking videos because I wanted to show the plus-size community that you can eat and still have gourmet food, and this and the other. You can eat it in the comforts of your home. I've been a chef. I've been a professional chef for over 20-something years, 30-something years now. I know what goes on in the back of those kitchens. I know how the food is handled. I know what happens before your plate come out. I know what happens when your plate come back there, and we send it back out. Okay?
Yep,
I can tell you some stories. I can tell you some stories that will make you never go to a restaurant ever again. But I'm gonna let you in on a secret. When you when you're a cook or a chef or assistant cook, whatever, there's a thing in the kitchen called the 5-second rule. Okay? Think about
it. Don't hit the floor for 5 seconds, you can put it back on that plate.
Well, exactly. If you don't let it sit on that floor for more than 5 seconds, throw that motherfucker back in the deep fryer, redress that plate, and send that shit out. Okay. If that chicken breast hit that floor, and I'm talking about raw meat. I'm not talking about cooked meat. I'm talking about raw meat. Okay. Now that shit that you see on Chef Ramsay when he go back there in the kitchens is nasty. That ain't no joke. That ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. When I got food from the Gold Coast, I got food poisoning from the Gold Coast. Okay? I ate some jambalaya and some Mongolian beef. All right? And when I got home, I broke out in a cold sweat, shivers, diarrhea, the whole nine, within the matter of 4-hour period. Was sick as a dog for the rest of the weekend. Matter of fact, got so sick, wound up having to go to the hospital because the sickness, this is the thing of overweightness and everything. Our immune system can get attacked by anything. So when I caught food poisoning, the bacteria from the food poisoning went into my legs and my bloodstream. Went down, wouldn't come back up. So it made one of my legs swell up extra large and infected. I had to go to the doctor. It's one thing big people got to watch. Diabetes comes through the feet. That's why, I get a pedicure. Yeah, you're damn right, because that's going to stop diabetes.
I get a pedicure all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's not because a man wants his feet to look nice too and shit like that there, but you also want to be healthy and live long. You don't take care of your feet, that's where the shit gonna start at. That's where you start getting gout and all that shit, and you can't walk and all of that.
Right on. Now with the videos, the last videos I saw, you was actually cooking, I think it was chicken and broccoli.
Chicken primavera.
Yeah, chicken primavera.
Yeah.
And we have a woman in our chat room, Ebony. Ebony says she loves your cooking videos.
Thank you, Ebony. I got new episodes coming and everything. You know, we're going to get into some. One thing I haven't done on the show, and that's fish. You know what I'm saying? So I want to start getting into some fish meals and everything. But actually, like I said, the show is basically to show the BBW community, VHM community, you know, they can do this portioning and everything at home. You know what I'm saying? We pay a lot of money to get a so-called professional to tell us how to eat and how to portion and this, that, and the other. When all you got to do is get you some measuring cups and everything like that. And everybody had a Big Mama. You watch Big Mama cook. Big Mama portioned without even using a cup or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So we all got that. We all got that dinner. You know what I'm saying? You do have to let the Big Mama come out sometime.
You know what I call that, bro? I call that bro cooking, because that's how I cook. I bro cook. I throw it in until it tastes good, you know? But now, speaking of BBW community, I noticed that you're big in the BBW community, and I heard your one song, the one about the big girl.
I like
the group. Yeah. I like that one, man. That was the only one, because I sent you an email to send me the other one, the Rider Remix, because I didn't get to listen to that because it didn't download right for me.
Okay.
I noticed you had something about the Fat Girls group or something like that.
I've been in this VBW game, man, since I was like probably since I knew what a big woman was. You know what I'm saying? So I started back like 14, 15 years old when I started dating, getting into women and everything like that. So that's all I've ever dated. I love you big myself.
I used to have a group. Matter of fact, the original title for this show was called Ridiculous. Because I like them so big, they're ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I know what you mean. You know what I'm saying? I like the chicken leg. I like the turkey leg when I be outside Lane Bryant with a bucket of chicken, you know, setting up traps like the Wild Coyote. I like that.
So, man, I've just been, doing my thing, writing music. It puts me in a class by myself and stuff, especially when it comes to performing and doing music. You don't catch too many men on somebody's tour rapping about full figure women and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's been
actually, have you heard of Johnny T? That's one of my boys. He's been on this show before too. He's been big women rapping too.
I know Johnny T very, very, very well, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to your music, who are you influenced by? Who influences you?
Heavy D. He's the one that got me started in this.
Mm-hmm.
I met him. We used to get a tour. They used to come to Detroit back in the '80s, the early '80s. We used to get the Fresh Fest, things like that. And they would come to Detroit from New York. You know, we would get Houdini, Salt and Pepper, Heavy D, Run DMC, Public Enemy, LL Cool J, all that, you know, and they would all show up.
I remember that.
You know,
yep.
And everything, yep. They would all show up. You know what I'm saying? So you're in a big ass arena from like 7 o'clock until like 2 a.m. watching these people perform. I was lucky enough to be very light on my feet, so I was in like some breakdance groups and things like that and everything like that. So just being a big fella and being able to do that shit that them little motherfuckers did was fascinating to people. So that's how I drew attention, and I got to meet all these people, and it was like, yo, you know, once I seen him do his thing, and he seen me do mine, and he was like, yo, man, just keep on doing your shit. If I could do it, you could do it. And that's what I tell everybody. If I could do it, you could do it. But that's been my influence. Them, Fat Boys, you know what I'm saying? Chubb Rock, you know what I mean? I mean, the list, you know, Biggie, of course, you know, Big Pun, you know, big fellas in the game, Barry White, shit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I kind of mixed all that together and everything, which puts me in a class by myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And I like being in this class. Ain't nobody like Fat Man. There's a lot of people out there trying to be like Fat Man, but it's only one.
I feel you there. Now, I heard you audition for one of these national shows, man. Tell me what you were auditioning for and what happened with that.
Yeah, I went and auditioned for The Voice, okay? Did something different. Went in there and figured I was going to drop a verse and everything like that, because they was kind of looking at me like, what are you going to do? Because they heard me talking, so they were like, oh, I know you're going to sing Barry White, Teddy Pendergrass, something like that. And I was like, nah, I got an original song. And it was like, okay, you know. So when I did my thing, they was like, that's cool. Can you sing? Uh-huh. I was like, yeah. She said, okay then, sing something. She was like, that was fine, but we want to hear you sing. So of course I sang some Barry White, Practice What You Preach, shit like that. And said, yeah, she was like, okay, can you sing something else? I said, well, nothing really comes to mind right now because I'm not a singer. I've never been an R&B singer. She told me, you sure you never thought about singing before? Uh-huh. Said, okay. They wanted me to talk to people. You know, wound up getting a maybe. They did send me another audition date in the email, you know, for August, but I don't think I'm gonna go and audition again and everything like that. It was a wonderful opportunity and stuff, you know. Maybe later on, because I am working on my voice. I am taking, you know, vocal lessons and things like that, trying, you know, so I can. If I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it right. I ain't gonna do it half ass.
I feel you. It was a wonderful experience, though. Now we got a caller here on the line. We got area code 316. I think that's what's 316. That's Kansas. Kansas, you on the line? What's going on?
Good evening. Yes, this is Aretha, Wichita, Kansas. What's up, BBW here?
All right.
Hello. Hello. I just wanted to say that as a BBW plus size woman, I am very happy to hear the excitement in your voice. Everyone's voice is just so excited. A lot of people in the community think that heavy women or heavy men or plus size women, however you wanted to say it, we're supposed to be depressed and quiet.
I am so happy
to hear the excitement in your voice, because that says that we have a voice. And I'm that type of person. I am very outgoing. I wear colors. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, you know, why are you wearing colors? You should be wearing black and brown and navy. Why? I'm not
wearing
I am wearing colors. And I'm a very attractive woman. I do plus size pageants. I am on your Facebook, Fat Man, and I admire you. I'm also a business owner. I have my own catering business, Sista Big Bones Catering. I named my business Sista Big Bones Catering because I'm letting you know up front I am a sista and I am Big Bones.
Please post that on please put your information on my wall.
Okay, I will.
Okay, and everything. Yeah, you know, I would like to promote that on the cooking show. That's one reason why I do it. You know, that gives us an avenue to promote. People don't take advantage of it because, you know, but that's what this show is about. It's for our community.
I didn't know when your show was on.
Also, go ahead and put your stuff on a Real Talk with Big Trav and the Divas wall too. Group, join that group and put your stuff on that wall too as well.
Okay.
And I will be shouting you out on the show, sweetie. Thank you for all your support.
Oh, you're welcome, and God bless. Stay cool. It's hot here in Kansas as well, 106 today.
Wow.
Is that it?
You have 102 out here.
That's all you got is 106.
That's all I got.
Hey, Kelly, 102.
That's all you got in Vegas. We don't turn on the air conditioner until it gets to 102.
We don't even get excited about 106.
I feel you, and I like the excitement in your voice too.
Yes.
You know about colors. I seen Diva's closet. Diva ain't got not one black or white thing in there. So.
Yes, I love color. I love color. I love jewelry. Yes, I am plus size, but I am holding it down. I am attractive. I'm clean. I'm a business owner. I own my own home. I am married, and I am successful.
I just encourage
people who are also successful, because they always think this world is for the small, but this world is for everyone. You fit in where you fit in.
And what's the thing about it is we love everybody, but everybody don't love us.
Exactly. You know. That's why you got to start loving yourself. And don't worry about what other people think of you. If you want to be a business owner, be a business owner. If you want to be a housewife, be a housewife. But don't let your size dictate who you're going to be.
You're going to be, exactly. Amen.
And we thank you for calling in. We'll go ahead. If you were listening to the show over the phone, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show. We do thank you for calling in. You have a nice day.
Thank you so much. You do the same.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I know. Batman got a following. You know what, man? When she sends you some of that food, make sure you call her.
Without a doubt, man. We gotta get together, Jeff, man, and get us a BHM picnic or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, the Las Vegas chapter only consists of three of us: me, you, and Country. That's a damn shame. We carried a whole state on our back, and this and the other. There's only three of us.
I think we have a whole region on our back. But yeah,
exactly. But we're holding it down. I get you. We holding it down, man. We just gotta, you know, we just gotta get. I don't know why our community, you know, the BHM community is afraid. We still, you know, our community still deals with a lot of low self esteem. A lot of women think that they deal with low self esteem. That goes with a lot of some of these men too out here. You know, you don't get men. I haven't seen anybody else portray the confidence that I see Deacon portray when he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the way he enters the room, the way you
should,
you know what I'm saying? The way
you should have seen Big Trav when Big Trav was big. I was confident, y'all.
I'm not saying you're not, I'm just saying, when you're a certain size, your size demands respect, and there's a certain way you walk into a room, there's a certain way you uphold yourself when you're out, and things like
yep.
that. You know what I'm saying? We earn respect. We don't take it. We don't intimidate it.
Mm-hmm.
We earn it, and that's what a lot of men don't. That's what a lot of men don't understand, and they try and get in the groups that you know that Deacon in, and they try and get in the groups that I'm in. And figure they just gonna get up in there, and yeah, ladies, what's popping? Like they gonna automatically like you, and I'm like, player, they're not gonna feel you like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna feel you like that because I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I earn their respect. That's why when I come into these rooms or go to these events, yeah, know a lot of people and everything because I give a lot of respect to get a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Deacon. He give a lot of respect to get respect.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And now we got a caller. We actually have a caller from the 909. That's L.A. 909-213. What's going on? You on the air?
What's good? I just want to give a shout out to my boy Fat Man. It's your boy Big Spook on the West Coast, you know.
Big Spook, love. What's going on, Spook?
What's good with it, man? Just sitting up here listening to the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying it, you know what I mean?
Man, it's all good, man. It's all good. I'm glad you checked in and everything, man. Y'all need to check out my boy Spook Look, man. Got the radio show and it's said the other. You know, these is people that be supporting, you know, your boy Fat Man playing his music and it's said the other. You know what I'm saying? It's a worldwide thing. That's what I say. This is a lifestyle. People don't understand the lifestyle. You know what I mean? They think me and Deacon woke up one morning and just decided to be fat. We didn't decide to be fat. Come on now. This is a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to pick up 300 pounds today and carry it around. You know, I'm going to be fat for a couple of weeks and then I'm going to change. No, this is a lifestyle. We've been living this ever since.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to play a big spook and a fat man track real soon. Y'all going to catch one.
All right, right on. Now, thanks a lot.
I would like to get into one of these Fat Man tracks in the second year.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. I got it all queued up and everything. Thanks a lot, Spook, for calling in, man. Thanks a lot for your support, man. You know, you have a good one, bro. Now, with what you just said, that's funny because you know that's right. I don't get up saying, you know what, I think I'm gonna put on my fat suit today. I don't feel like looking like a basketball player today.
And you made a statement earlier. You're right. I do the same thing. I get to events early so I can get in and get comfortable. I don't want to be fucking around with nobody and just any other little badass kids and shit and all that. No, I want to be comfortable. So when I sit down, don't fuck with me. Same day.
I'm not gonna lie. The seats now can fit us because you can lift up the middle of the seat and we all right. But you know, some movie theaters is right because once you sit down, that's it. I'm not getting back into the theater.
Exactly. You know, and I do the same thing. I look at people like, "Do you really want to come down this way, man? You know, do you really want me to move?"
Mm-hmm.
And shit, you know what I'm saying? I hear you. Sometimes you have to. Sometime in life, you got to take respect.
Yes.
You don't have to do it all the time, but you had to demand respect, and you had to take respect sometimes, because they ain't nobody gonna give you shit.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
Hey,
that's just. A... Go ahead.
Now what we gonna do, man? We gonna get into this track. As soon as I can, I had it queued up for a second here. Diva had to go, y'all. She wasn't feeling well. You know, I hope she feel better,
okay.
But she wasn't feeling well,
okay.
So she dropped off.
Okay.
We do wish her well. What we're going to listen to is we're going to listen to I Like the Way. Now, tell me about this song, man. What inspired you to do this song?
Was hosting a lot of BBW clubs and everything, a lot of clubs up there in Long Beach and Vegas and everything. Yeah, man, it's just the anthem for a big girl. I like the way, you know, when you really get into a woman, no matter what size she is, when you really get into a woman, you like the way she walk away from you. You like the way she walks towards you. You like the way sometimes it's simple shit, the way she opens up the refrigerator door, the way she bends over to pick up her shoes, shit like that. You like that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I'm talking about. This is lap dance music. This is something where you can... You know, you can get your girl and she can give you a lap dance and this and the other and it's going down after that.
Right on. Now, we gonna get into that. And then when we get back, man, we're going to talk about this You Suck tour. I'm sorry, You Rock tour when you get back.
Without a doubt. You're right. Exactly.
All right, man. This is Fat Man, y'all, with I Like the Way. You are listening to Real Talk with Big Trav and the Diva. And we got Fat Man in here. We listening to I Like the Way.
Yes, sir.
Where all my big girls at? Big chicks, where all my thick chicks at? Big girls, y'all know the business. You already know,
man. Big girl, I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. I like the way you do that there. You know I like the way you do that there. Big girl, when I'm up in the club, it's all live. Watching you doing your thing, I'm hypnotized. Come over here, blow up some things, that's purple-eyed. I wanna turn you on to some things, I specialize. I like it when you're twerking the thing between your thighs. And you know I'm telling you, cause I'm looking you in your eyes. So dip your hips, ass over. You know I'm about to hit it like a fat man's supposed to. Cause loving me like ecstasy, you got your body next to me. This little overlooper on the stage, we got the beats in me. Drop it slow down the pole, BBW. Fat man up in this bitch with his curvy crew. Long Beach Club, Curve, West Coast and Blue. Friday night they get it cracking and crunk. Dedicated to the ladies with the junk and the drunk. Fat man, this tattoos bringing the funk. Like, man, I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. The way you move that there, you know I like the way you move that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over. Booyaka, booyaka, up in the club. Hey yo, ghetto girl, come show me love. Got my favorite dress on, that's who's the sexiness. No woman, no cry, Caribbean mistress. Cause you got a smile on lock and you keep it in hot. Long hair down your back and you're showing ass crop. Little mama taking drama while I'm smoking on Havana. I toss her in a soup and serve her up like Benihana. Saving the man like a PS2. You're the number one song on my Rolling Stone review. I got a Prada and Gucci, Cartier type bitch. That rocks Gucci and Fendi and Chanel type shit. Let's steal away to San Tropez. Working love on the beach by Mandalay. You're the woman I've been looking for to fill my dream.
Inhale a woman. When you learn how to inhale a woman, You know what I'm saying? And everything. Yeah. And you're going to like everything. Like I said, you're going to like everything she do. Just like when a woman gets into you, she like everything you do. No matter if it's wrong. She like everything you do. So I like the way you do that there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see you dip your hips, ass over.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you, man.
I ain't mad at you neither, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that track.
Even y'all sitting there going, yeah.
I do like that track, man. Now, you know, in the time we have left here, man, I was going to have you talk about the U-Rock tour, but, you know, you told me some things that went on this afternoon that affects all of us. You know, it even affected, you know, Big Trav and myself back in the 90s. We're talking about janky-ass promoters, man. So why don't you tell us about what the U-Rock tour was supposed to be about, and then tell us what happened to you.
Okay. All right. Check this out. Dealing with record labels, et cetera, you find out about certain shit that goes on. Came up with this U-Rock tour. They were accepting registrations from any and everybody from a certain age group to get on this tour and do 6 cities, okay? Once you get accepted, you get a tour. I mean, you get this contract. They send you this certain contract in the mail. Whether you have to make a copy of it and everything and do a certain type of promo for YouTube and post it up on YouTube saying that you accept this from YouTube to U-Rock Tour, blah, 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 blah. You know, day 26, the little reality show that P. Diddy was back in and this, that, and the other, was somehow involved in this and everything. Me, who I am, I don't like fucking with peons, so I started fucking with the Top Bananas and went out there to L.A. and started talking with these motherfuckers. What it was basically is a free tour, but you have to bear the expense to get to the 6 cities. You get 2 cities for free, okay, which they were coming to Las Vegas and L.A., all right? I was going to do Detroit, which is my hometown, you know, St. Louis, and another city, I think Chicago. I had to bear the expense to get to these places, hotel fare, airfare, et cetera, et cetera. They wasn't really doing shit for me, but just saying, you're on this list, but when you get to this city, it's first come, first serve. So I could basically get to this city and it'd be full. I couldn't perform. So that's money out of my pocket. Doing research, every artist who's ever doing this, independent artist, whether if it's a model, whatever you're doing, make sure you do research on shit that comes to you. Don't take nobody's word. A promoter will lie to get you locked in so he can put your name on a flyer and promote you like you're going to be there. All right? Lesson one, okay? Now, dealing with these people, finding out what's what, I started doing background checks. So I started calling people in these states because I know somebody in every state and started putting it out there going, I'm coming to your state to do the U-Rock tour. What's going on? It's supposed to be a such and such and such and such a place. Get them a call and see if it's locked. They would call these places and go, they ain't never heard of that shit. Okay. All right. They ain't never heard of U-Rock tour. No, they ain't never heard of that shit. Watch out, fat man. I've heard about this shit. Okay. All right. Knowing me, I'm going to keep on dealing with these motherfuckers, supporting them, everything. To make a long story short, I started asking them questions about what's going on and everything like that because I'm talking to the top motherfucking bananas. Got a text today letting me know that basically, you know, we don't have any dates set up yet. The U-Rock tour is bigger and better and blah, 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 blah. The same text they've been sending me for the last 2 months. So then I asked them, so as of today, you don't have any dates set up in Detroit anywhere. Do you know when you're going to have any dates? Because it looks like you're waiting for artists to pay for certain advertisement with you to get the money to fund these venues. He sends me back a text, and this is Global Entertainment, some anonymous motherfucker, sends me back a text that tells me we have the money and we have the backing. If you don't believe us, I can give your free slot to someone else. Okay, then. How the hell I'm gonna miss something that I don't even have? So then once I thought about it and I let him know, I sent back another text and I let him know, I said, look here, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. If you got offended by what I asked you about, questioning you about your promises to me, then I'm sorry, but this is a business. Deal with it. Respect it. Haven't heard anything back from him yet. So then I sent the last text that says, you know what? Been there, done that, okay? I've performed on bigger venues and had bigger offers than this shit. Give my free slot to some other up-and-coming artist that needs it more than I do. Because if you can't, and I'm telling this to everybody, if somebody can't enhance or do better than what you're doing, you can do bad by yourself. You don't need no help in looking bad. You can do that shit by yourself. Watch a promoter that tells you he's going to do this, he's going to do this, he's going to promote, he's going to blah, 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 and all of that. The same way people do a background check on you, you background check their ass. And you won't get screwed over by a janky-ass promoter. Janky, people ask me, what is janky? Janky, shady, untrustworthy. Can't believe what the fuck they say. They're going to tell you one thing and do another. So a lot of these motherfuckers running around Las Vegas. And it pisses me off because they wonder why the rap game and the local scene of performing is null and dead. Because we can't even work together for 5 minutes to make a difference. I got more people against me than rolling with me sometimes. My BBWs, they ride or die. They ride with me all day long. That's why I love them so much. My real BHNs, them niggas roll with me, and they know who the fuck they are. But I'm tired of this. We getting used for money. They wanted money from me. They wanted $175 a month and told me that they were going to enhance my fan base to 1,000 or more people within a 90-day period. But they wouldn't be able to start my promotions once I pay the money for the next 90 days. So I'm going to pay you $175 a month, and you can't start on my shit until 90 days later? Okay. All right. Watch out. He couldn't, they can't, you're going to get me 1,000 people? My fan base is basically almost over 100,000, if I'm not mistaken, 150,000. Fucking with Deacon, Diva D, all of us. Oh, yeah, we got a deep-ass fan base. Deacon. They can't enhance that. Can't nobody fuck with that. So I can do bad by myself. I've been promoting this shit and doing this shit and doing this music by myself since I started. People wonder why I'm a host and all that shit. I have to wear so many hats till it's pathetic. I get in where I fit in. And I get that money. But fuck a janky promoter. They fucked up.
All right,
they really are.
Before we get out of here, man, what advice do you have for young cats? When I talk about young cats, I'm talking about, you know, our teenagers who want to get into this game. What type of advice do you have for them?
Live your dream. If you have a dream to do this, do it. Just get the knowledge. Get the education. I came into this game backwards. I had street knowledge. Mm-hmm. Okay? I was a street entertainer. Okay? So I was out at the club and everything, and I was learning through the hard knocks. Now these days, you can get this knowledge professionally. You know what I'm saying? You can earn this knowledge and everything like that. Everybody, live your dream and dream big. Don't dream small. Dream big.
Uh-huh.
You only live once. You only live once. But do the hell out of it. If it's meant for you, do it. It may not be meant for me. A lot of people rather see me host than perform, and ain't nobody never seen me perform. But they rather see me host. You know what I'm saying? But anybody that's out there, little kids, do the hell out of it. Because right now, everybody's loving kids. I love kids.
Mm-hmm.
I love kids. So, yeah, dream, but dream big. Because anything is possible.
Right on. And Big Trav, you still there, man?
I'm still here. I'm just listening because, you know, I've been through the same. I've been, you know, me digging. You mean you go back to teenagers, you know, and you know how I was doing my stuff, you know, before and everything. And how I had my manager was counting the money before I got there, broke the money in half already. Then he want to give me my part of the half of the half and then take his share of that half, too. Come on, now.
Yeah.
What they do that at?
Yeah.
Janky, like I said, janky promoters. I've been here, bro. I've done shows. I used to kick it with Sway and Tech back in the day. Now Sway doing MTV, act like he don't know nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I'm just like, I remember giving that nigga rides to the mall. And Sway, if you're listening,
right,
hey, me and you used to kick it back in the day. Now you act like you don't know nobody. So it's all good.
You know,
it's all good. I've been exactly where you at. I've had promoters tell me. I've been on the radio. I had them say, oh, you're going to win this contest and this and that, blase, blase. I quit my job at McDonald's thinking I had me a record contract. They canceled it the next week on my ass. You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, here I am with making music, going to the studio like every week, just making music. And now, what can I show for that? Nothing, really.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't follow it like I should have had, you know? And I dealt with shady-ass people. And, like, what did they say? Record number 4,080. Record company people like Shady.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, to even take it up an extra level, I had to do it by myself because people were intimidated by my size. People didn't want to work with a big fella.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They didn't want to work with a big guy or something like that. Plus, I had a deep voice, so I was drowning out motherfuckers and everything up on stage.
Tell us about what happened when you tried to do a First Friday concert a couple of months ago, man.
Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about that.
Look here, check this out. All right, and I'm going to go in and put them out there, and it's in the other. Club Azul was basically doing First Fridays, okay? It had Greek Goddess, and she's one of my Facebook friends, Greek Goddess and Rocco. Yeah, okay, yeah, you know, T. Roscoe and Keely and all of them. So they want to do First Fridays, okay? First of all, we get up there, they don't have a DJ, okay? So they're using a computer. Check this out. I'm performing, and then they told me all performers have to pay $5. Really? Okay, then. All right. So they got me for $5. The theme of the event was, I thought it was a stop the violence in the streets. No, this was stop the violence in the venues. Really? Okay. All right. Now, you didn't even break 50 people. Probably 20, 25. All 25 people that were there for performance.
Mm-hmm.
So, 25 performers performing for who? Each other. I told my boy, and I'm going to put his ass out here, I told my boy, Amos, don't perform. They're getting feedback from the speakers, and they had a whack-ass system. I owed him a favor. Okay, then, he gets up there, he performs, music cuts out, et cetera, et cetera. They look at me. I look at them. Are you doing anything? Hell, fuck no. Thank you very much. I don't need that type of shit. I'm too professional for that. I don't know what it is about Las Vegas venues, but they don't do their due diligence in being professional and at least being professional with your local artists. I'm not a local artist. I'm a Detroit motherfucker. Not even from here. I got 313 in my blood. I'm not a Las Vegas motherfucker, okay? So my stilo and my approach is totally different. I'm tired of performing for each other. That's why I don't perform. Janky-ass promoters. Again.
Yeah, now
okay?
let me break that down for you, man, because I'm going to tell you this, and this is you see it everywhere, but in Vegas, it's the worst I've seen it. Everybody either wants to be a promoter or everybody wants to be a producer, and not near one of them have the ability to do either.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Kiki, Kiki, she knows what she's doing. I just think her network around her isn't the right folks sometimes. You know.
Right.
Love her to death.
Right.
Love her to death. Right. But and you know, when she gets a DJ venue and she has a dance venue, her dance venues are off the chain. I'm not gonna even lie about that.
Right.
Becomes, you know, right. But you know, to her credit, man, sometimes she works with promoters who use her because she can get the venues.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Because the owner, you know, he talking to us crazy and this and the other. You know, we're from Jamaica and he talking to us crazy and all of that. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, really? Okay, then. So I was like, I'm gonna go. You know what I'm saying and everything. But Las Vegas venues is. It's been the same old, and I know it's been like that for years. Las Vegas is big, but it's very small. You see the same people at the same venues doing the same shit, performing the same songs. Okay, and they wonder why people don't nobody want to come. And I'm gonna put it out there. The monsters, they doing their thing, this, that, and the other. Everybody doing their thing. But then you get people like my boy C. Knight in the Dove Shack. He want to bum rush every joint and this, that, and the other. And you know, it's big nuts. I love him to death. I love him to death and everything. But it's like, yo, man, don't nobody want to see Summertime or hear Summertime in the LBC right now.
Yes.
In the middle of
show. I love the Dove Shack too, but they need to bring us out Relevant acts. You know,
thank you.
But yeah, we have to understand. For those who don't know, Kiki is a real fixture, not only in the BBW community, but she crosses all communities here in Vegas.
She calls herself
the Greek goddess. Y'all don't let the smooth taste fool you. If you need anything, y'all can go to her, and she can probably hook you up with almost anybody. Not the woman to cross.
Not the woman to cross. But that's the thing about it, man. I mean, you know, people need to watch who you deal with. You can't deal with everybody. I don't deal with everybody because that certain person can mess up your name.
Yeah.
I remember I was trying to get Deacon to do something, and he was like, yo, man, you know, check this out. And he was cool about it. He was like, yo, man, I don't mess with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it, and I went, huh. And I said, okay. And I was like, okay, cool. But I thought about that, and I went, huh, that makes sense. You can't mess with everybody. You can't be at every event.
Yes, you can't be at every event, you know. We get into, I mean, first time Fat Man and I ever worked on a project, we was doing a show out at Revolution here in Las Vegas at the Mirage for Flavor Flav's birthday party. And it was really unorganized. It was cool. We got in there and got out, but it was really unorganized. Folks didn't know what was going on. We had to pay to get in. I can't stand that shit. You know, but yeah, it's all good, y'all. You can't work with everybody.
No, you can't.
Fat, I do appreciate you coming in and sitting with us tonight.
Without a doubt, man. I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate me here tonight, too, man. And, you know, you're a brother that's kind of like on my level on everything, including like in the big
world. Thank you.
You know, I do comedy myself, so. If you ever need a comedian to open up for you or something, holler at me, man, because I talk about girls all night in my comments. So, you know,
You know, right now I'm talking to some people about this Get Your Weight Up tour and everything, and everybody on that tour is gonna be over 350 plus, or you know what I'm saying, and shit over 300 pounds, and they said,
man, this strictly
for the big leagues, you know what I'm saying? It's strictly for the big players, and this, that, and the other. So you and Dickie may have to come out of hell, you know, come out of retirement, and we're gonna have to get something to the track. Get y'all on the track and just say, yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know, get y'all to take the video. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
but, You know, but we you know, we're going to do this BHM thing, man. I appreciate y'all, you know, Big Trav, you know what I'm saying, Diva, Deacon, for having me out here, man. You know, I just trying to, want to basically, you know, I'm going to be honest. You know, a lot of people can't handle honesty these days. You know, a lot of women, a lot of my BBWs be hollering about, you know, they want an honest man, and I want a man that ain't going to lie to me. And then when you do find one, then you get mad because I tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, you know, I just told the truth tonight. I hope ain't nobody mad at me, don't, you know, anything like that. But this was the show, keep it real, you know, real talk.
Oh, yeah,
this
we all do. Yeah, that's
real
all
talk,
we do.
So, you know, I appreciate y'all, man. If y'all ever need me for anything, please call me. Call me, man.
Yeah.
Right, and if you ever need an avenue to let people know what you're doing, how they can contact you, can you give people, like, your Twitter and Facebook in any way they can contact you or get a hold of you?
You can hit me up on Twitter at Fatman313, that's Phatman313 on my Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Of course, on Facebook, it's Fatman Detroit's Finest. Of course, that's spelled Phatman Detroit's Finest. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, my Reverb Nation, you know, Fat City Entertainment. But, you know, push come to shove, you can check me out on YouTube. Just type in FatCV10PHATTV10, type it in the search box, and everything will pop up on me. You know, I got like just about over 300 shows on YouTube and everything, you know. So, and then if you just really want to hit me direct, just hit me up 702-475-1109. Once again, that's 702-475-1109. I'm the only nigga that will give out his cell phone number on the internet radio.
Oh, you all good. You all good now. You know,
it's all good, man. So hit me up, man. Let's go. Let's go. I'm working on a big project right now and everything. Y'all will be the first to know once we get this project done. We'll be doing the photo shoot next week and everything. You know what I'm saying? But all I can say is just basically, It's going to be about us big fellas, bringing these big fellas out.
I know.
You know, and everything. So we're going to get deep in photo shoot and everything. So
you know, I'm retired. I'm ghosted. Like I always rap was rapping, you know, I like to write.
Yeah.
I just sit back here and write, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. We just want you to stand on stage popping bottles and passing out chicken wings. That's it. Nigga. That's all you got to do. But, yo, man, I appreciate y'all, man. And, you know, hey, one love to everybody. BBW for life.
Before we get out of here, Fat Man, we actually got one more caller, man. I think we got one more caller. 614-327, you on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fam? What's up, fam? I just want to say to get my boy Fat Man a shout out. What's up, Fat?
What's going on, man? What's poppin' with you?
Yeah, this is F.A. Chulo for the 614, rocking Columbus, Ohio, all day, every day. You know, again, this is my boy. This is my family. He adopted me. I adopted him. And
it's all good, right, baby. It's all good, yeah, man. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks a lot for calling in, bro. Now, when we, you know, we about to get out of here. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Big Trav, for having me in here, man. Thanks a lot, Fat. You know, we appreciate you calling in. Wichita, make sure you hit me up because Wichita sound good. She look like she can cook some mean food.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need Wichita to look up Deacon Boss on look up Deacon Boss on Facebook. Holla at you. But yeah, man. I want to thank everybody. Before I get out of here, make sure y'all catch me out at the South Point tonight. I'll be at the South Point tonight about 7:30. So I'll be out there in about 5 minutes. Come to celebrate my birthday. We also got some friends who having birthdays. Then make sure y'all come, because if y'all don't come to the South Point, y'all ain't gonna know where the after party gonna be at. And for those
it's going down,
yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's going down, son. Trust me.
And everybody who know who Deacon Boss is here in Vegas, everybody around the world who know me, they know that I am good for after parties. They know what type of after parties I be at. I met Pat at one of my parties. So, I mean, make
yes,
sure.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, he did. Deacon does it real big. Trust me.
But y'all, just to let y'all know, that's what y'all looking at. I don't want no squares there. If you square like E40 said, I'm guaranteed to turn the square to a bi chick. So you know, we gonna do that real big.
Yes,
with that, I want to say be safe, and I'm gonna hand it back to Big Trav. What's going on, Trav?
Not much, man. I'm getting ready to get out of here with you. I ain't got nothing going on this weekend, but tune in next week and we got our LGBT show going on. We're gonna have a couple of guests on there and talk to some people about that stuff. And then Scott, man, like I said, anytime you wanna come back on, bro, it's open. I love when you come on the show, man, now, you know, and you fam now, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good, man. I'll be hitting y'all up, man, when that video's done and everything. I like the way video, so it'll be done in about a couple of weeks and everything. So,
yeah, just let us know. And since you've been on our show, man, I want you to hang on after we go off air. But since you've been on our show, you are welcome to any of our boards. I want to say this to all those artists out there who like to listen to our show. We appreciate you promoting your show on our pages, but please take the time to come by the studio and talk with us. I want y'all to do that. You know, I don't have no problem with you promoting yourselves. That's what we all about. We all about helping folks. But on the flip side, we're going to start cracking down on y'all. If y'all don't want to come on the show, I don't want y'all posting on our pages. That's real shit. And I know Trav is real strict about that. You know, so
when somebody posts on my page, I'm deleting your ass if you ain't talk to me first. And you talk to me first, inbox me, be like, hey Trav, I wanna put some stuff on your wall. I'm good with you putting stuff up on my wall. But just 'cause I got 5,000 Facebook friends, that just means that you don't have to post on my wall and try to get your ass along.
Right on. Anytime you want to come back, Fat, that's another one. Wow, got a lot of static there. We got a lot of But yes, y'all. But yes, Trav, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to block and cut you off there, Trav. I just wanted to get that out.
I'm done.
All right. So yeah, y'all. Go ahead and take us out, Big Trav.
All right. Well, have a good night, y'all, and I hope to see y'all next Friday at 6 p.m. with Real Talk with Big Trav and the Diva, and have a good night.
One love.
One love.